EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3A, Easy to Understand and Subtitling. Element 1, Processes, Video Lecture, Sample 1, Creation of Easy to Understand Subtitles in Spanish, following recommendations of subtitling for the deaf and hard of hearing, in short, SDH. My name is Sofia Bernabecaro from the Internationale Hochschule SDH München in Germany. I have created this video lecture in collaboration with Piero Cavallo.
Please do not stop the video at the end because the video sample with the subtitles will be shown after the end of this video lecture.
This video presents a case study that concerns the creation of easy to understand interlingual subtitles for an informative video. You can find a published paper about this topic on the reading list. To simplify the subtitles, we have followed both the Easy to Read Guidelines Information for All, published by Inclusion Europe, and those for subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing, included in the Spanish standard UNE 153010 from 2012. The original video was created within the frame of a project called Begriplig Text, which means understandable text in Swedish. The project aimed to provide recommendations about how to convey easy to read and easy to understand information. You can watch the original video with English less simplified subtitles in Vimeo. The video is called Text Machhavere, Mike, Marta, Ole and Why. I do not speak Swedish, so please excuse my pronunciation. We would like to thank our partner Esther Hedberg from Dyslexieförbundet and Mike Malma for providing us with the necessary rights. If you're using this video lecture to practice or this sample to practice your creation skills, I recommend you watching first our video lectures about visual, editorial, and contextual parameters in easy to understand subtitling. Allow me to draw your attention to some characteristics of the subtitles that we have created before I show you the sample. Regarding the visual presentation, the subtitles appear in the bottom lower part of the screen and are embedded in a transparent box. The contrast ratios throughout the whole video meet the AAA requirements established on the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, in short WCAG, for regular and large text. The recommendation is 7:1. In our subtitles, the contrast ratios are 10.7:1 in subtitles with white text in the embedded transparent box, 7.6:1 in the case of green text, and 9.8:1 in the yellow ones. Subtitle events have a maximum of 2 lines of 37 characters each, which is the reference value for SDH. Nonetheless, we try to reduce the number of characters as much as possible to reach the 32 characters per line recommendation that you can find in the WCAG guidelines. As a result, there are 3 lines of 37 characters, one in minute 17 seconds, es separado los párrafos para pensar. The second is in minute 1:28, los textos complicados son difíciles. And the third is actually the last subtitle. Puedes leer más sobre cómo crear textos fáciles aquí. To define the styles, we used the program IEG Soup. We use the color codes and boxes as recommended in the Spanish standard. The font type we've chosen is Verdana, which is a sans serif font. The size is 18 and the interline spacing is 1.2. The text alignment in 2-line events is centered and not left aligned because it was not possible to set this automatically in the software. However, we still recommend left alignment. Lastly, the subtitles are burnt in only for this video lecture, only for the sample. Again, we recommend using closed captions that can be turned on and off by viewers at any time. All subtitles meet the SDH recommendation of a maximum of 15 CPS, or characters per second, or 180 words per minute, in short, WPM. The mean on-screen times of all subtitles is 10.42 characters per second, or 125 words per minute. Actually, the maximum subtitle characters per second in this video is 14.02. Regarding the editorial aspects, we were able to follow the recommendations that we have already discussed in our video lectures on this topic. We have used single sentences where possible, the active voice, and have avoided special characters as much as possible. For instance, we have eliminated the suspension points used in the original. We have also eliminated the dashes in the dialogues because we have used colors instead. Sentences follow the subject, verb, object order as closely as possible. Mechanics has enabled us to create lines that comprise one sentence and one idea. Of course, in some cases, this was not possible, as you will see in a couple of minutes. In such cases, sentences are split into two lines. We segmented the lines where we would pause when reading them out loud and considering that some groups of words should remain together. Lastly, the original has some difficult words, for instance, ADHS and dyslexia. As you will see, we have simplified them by explaining them. To do so, ADHS has been replaced by me cuesta concentrarme and dyslexia by y a veces confundo las letras. At this stage, we would like to thank Oscar García from Plena Inclusión Madrid for revising the simplification and for his advice. Regarding the contextual information, we have used colors to identify the speakers, Ole and Mike. For instance, we have used a yellow for the main character, Ole, and green for the second main character, that is Mike. For other interventions, we have used white. The use of colors has enabled us to avoid the use of italics in minute 1:38 seconds. Here, Ole is speaking, though he does not appear on the screen. By using the color, it was clear that it was Ole, the person who was speaking. Lastly, the Spanish version of the subtitles was revised by members of Plena Inclusión Madrid. Let me share with you some examples of the suggestion that led to this final version. At an explicitation level, we added the country in the subtitle Trabajo en un museo en Estocolmo. We added en Suecia. Similarly, the subtitle Esta palabra es difícil y esta, which was the original suggestion, became Esta palabra es difícil y esta también. At a lexical level, the revisor helped us solve the problem with the word dyslexia, as explained before. Lastly, we showed the revisor a version of the subtitles without the use of colors for speaker identification. The revisor, however, suggested its use. In his opinion, this is often the case in Spanish. Overall, the revisor agreed that the adaptation might help users access the content. However, he still pointed out that the on-screen times may still be too fast for some users of easy-to-read language. In the future, we will have to research other possibilities to increase on-screen times that go beyond linguistic simplification. Altogether, we can say that creating easy-to-understand subtitles by leaning on SDH recommendations provided us with a good initial point, especially because parameters such as on-screen times and number of characters per line and the use of colors have not been developed yet for easy-to-understand subtitles. The main issue remains the reading speed. though we were able to create subtitles that reach a mean value of 10.42 CPS, we still need data from end users to validate their effectiveness. In the next month, we will validate these subtitles with end users with a focus on this topic. We will share with you the findings as soon as possible. This validation will be done within the framework of another project, an Erasmus Plus project called Train to Validate.
Okay, let's watch the video now.
Jag heter Olle Burman. Jag jobbar som marknadskommunikatör på Nordiska museet i Stockholm. Jag har med mig en text från vår utställning Hem och bostad. Just det här stycket går att läsa på en skylt i utställningsmiljön. Hej!
Hej Mike.
Hej Mike, Olle heter jag. Vad tycker du om den här texten?
För mig är det jättesvårt. För att det är så massa svåra ord. Den här tycker jag är lite svårt. Den här skulle jag kunna få göra om lite.
Absolut.
Okej. Alla tar för givet att du ska kunna läsa. Kan du inte läsa, du är dum huvudet. Jag har ADHD och grov dyslexi. Jag brukade slåss förut för jag inte blev förstådd. Men nu använder jag pennan och då blir de mera räddare. Jag har ändrat lite här. Jag har bytt ut några ord. Borgerligt till medelklassen. Så har jag gjort kortare stycken. Och så tycker jag jättebra med mellanrum, för det hinner man ju tänka.
Tydligt.
Mitt budskap till de som håller på med text. Gör inte så krångliga texter. Gör korta, men med information.
Tusen tack!
Tack så mycket själv.
Det är jättevärdefull input som Mike har gett mig och jag kommer ta med mig det här när jag utvecklar texter på jobbet i framtiden.
This video lecture has been prepared by Rocío Bernabé Caro and Piero Cavallo from the Internationale Hochschule Este in München, in Germany. We have worked together with the Universidad de Vigo in Spain. You can reach me at rocio.bernabe@sdi-munchen.de.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidad de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod Risa.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.